Betsy Ann Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Thomas is settling in, and I wanted to let you guys know our new format. Of course, we are exiting off of YouTube, as many of you know. You're going to find that all the videos and audios that we do are going to be organized and posted on truthbits.blog. So if you want to receive a notification each time we upload a video, make sure to go in there and subscribe. Now, we'll tell you that if you are on Yahoo or Gmail and those kind of accounts, sometimes you don't get all your notices, especially if they're coming from us. And then if you go to our main site at aim4truth.org, if you go over into the main column where you can select contact us, home, and some of those other categories we have, you will see a place that we will be putting our audios and videos. So if you miss us and you want to know if we've done something, just go to that page and you'll see our most recent upload at the top of the page. Now, we hope, Thomas and I were talking about this during our last conclave meeting, we're going to strive to give you a little Betsy and Thomas, even if it's only 15 or 20 minutes every day, to kind of summarize what we're seeing in the news, because things are moving so fast and we want all of you guys to stay current. So, Thomas, you're all settled in, right?
Pretty much,
okay. You watched, this is Friday, November 15th, and you watched the hearings and have a report for us.
Yes, I watched the impeachment inquiry hearings, which are basically the Adam Schiff three-ring circus. It is complete with elephants and clowns, and literally, it was so beautiful today. There were two Democrats who they had, it was so beautiful, because Yovanovitch, this completely useless, do-nothing, a pathetic example of what the senior executive service is all about, literally said, her testimony, which shouldn't have even been admitted because she is not a material witness. She doesn't have any firsthand anything, not even second or third hand, only her opinion.
Oh, her feelings.
It was her feelings. And this woman literally said that the foreign service establishment was more important than the president's policies. Fire her. Not only that, it shows that she's a never-Trumper. It shows that she hates Trump. And her policies, because she was asked, what did you do about the corruption? Nothing. But you knew about this because in your hearings to make you an ambassador, they ask you, because you got a big book to prepare you, and they told you even the answers, but they ask you the question, what will you do when they ask you about Joe and Hunter Biden's involvement in Burisma? And literally, in preparation for her confirmation hearing, she was told that she had to defer all questions about that to the vice president's office. In other words, for her to get through her congressional approval, senatorial approval, congressional approval, she had to already have the lies memorized. And she already had to say Joe Biden has a get-out-of-jail-free card along with his son, along with, don't forget, John Kerry, don't forget Pelosi's relatives, don't forget Bain Capital, don't forget all the other corrupt people who were there. They all have get-out-of-jail-free cards before she became the ambassador. And then they didn't even mention, which was sad, the Grassley letter that points out that Grassley demanded that the Department of Justice look into what the State Department had already said was a appearance of conflict of interest with Biden's and Burisma, and nothing happened. Imagine, you're the ambassador of a country, and you're told beforehand, the key issue is you can't mention the Bidens, but you didn't look into it. That means what? That means you should go to jail. That means that's treason. That means what she was calling the Foreign Service Establishment is exactly what we saw on the first day with their star witnesses, Kent and Ambassador Taylor. Complete idiot, doesn't know anything. He believed things fourth, fifth, sixth hand, and then acted on them, and then made it public. This is insane.
Well, what's really insane is all of this makes no difference, because it's an inquiry. It's nothing official. It's political. It's not legal. All they want to do is get those words out into the narrative so the mainstream corrupt media can spin it.
What? Okay, let's look into the what the Democrats thought was their big victory today was Trump's tweet stating that this piece of manure is a piece of manure.
Well, he was tweeting that while she was asking and answering questions, or answering questions.
So she would have never seen it, yes. so it couldn't have been intimidation had Adam Schiff not brought it.
Yes.
Okay, and also read the second part of the tweet. It was Zelensky who brought that stupid wench up, saying that she was Poroshenko's friend, basically, supporting Poroshenko and not Zelensky, and can you do something about getting her out? If there was any quid pro quo, it would have been that, but that wasn't what it was about. This woman, for 3 years, from 2016, witnessed and was and handled the result of two George Soros revolutions in the country, what she calls the Revolution of Dignity, which was called the Orange Revolution, everyone else calls it the Orange Revolution, kicking Yanukovych out of the country on bad information, Viktor Yanukovych, and then he came back and then they elected him to the second highest position in the country. Real criminal there, huh? And then when he got elected as the president again, they didn't like that. $4.7 billion spent by Victoria Nuland. Let's mention that. Excuse me, Ambassador Yovanovitch, you never once mentioned that there was $4.7 billion spent to overthrow the government twice in Ukraine. Oh, that seemed to slip your mind. Grassley's letter stating that he demanded, because it was so obvious, that the that Joe and Hunter be looked into, no response. This was all the Obama. Obama wouldn't help them. If there was a reason that the Russians took Crimea and Donbass and the province next to it, it was because Obama wouldn't defend them. And that's what Trump said all along. That's not my problem. That was Obama. Obama invited them in. That was a payoff of some sort. And who got the money? That would be the Bidens. Because why? Eventually, everything was beautiful in getting the oligarchic money up until the moment that Obama was leaving office, and then he put sanctions on Russia, which harmed Ukraine in a huge way, huge way. So if anyone's the enemy of Ukraine, it is Obama. And so that came out, and you got to see that the establishment, who's supposed to work for Trump and work for the president, they don't, they work against him. I'd say Steve Pachinik the other day said, get rid of all of them. Well, maybe not all of them, but certainly the majority of people like that. Those people don't do anything. If you look at what Trump was trying to point out, Somalia, Mogadishu, Kiev, or as they said, Kiev. Well, I've always pronounced it Kiev. I don't know why anybody else pronounces it that way. But anyway, and then Russia. That's where this stupid wench was. Name one thing she did. Oh, you know what they named? They named the four times out of 33 years that she got an SES bonus given to her by Bruce Orr and the 500 SES top lawyers at the DOJ.
Well, what she did was very important. She allowed their corruption to continue, and that was her role.
So in Somalia, what happened in Somalia? It was the home. Let's remember who lived in Somalia while she was on duty there. Anybody know? Anybody out there in the audience know? Osama bin Laden. It was his headquarters. And then Mogadishu. Oh, that was ISIS. I mean, that was Al-Qaeda. And then Kiev. Well, that was George Soros and two-color revolutions that she inherited and played like didn't even happen. The corruption. They get these corrupt lawyers, these Democrats. They get so mixed up in all this, they can't even tell that they're all corrupt and that whoever they think they're supporting is just as corrupt as the other ones. So it doesn't matter who was kicked out. The point is that the Bidens and the Kerrys, including John Kerry's stepson, and the Pelosis and Mitt Romney are the big criminals here. These are the ones who did the bribes. These are the ones who got paid off. And we saw it because Joe Biden was put in charge during the Obama administration of two countries. What were those countries? Even though his brother ripped off Romania and other countries. He was put in charge of two countries. That would be Ukraine, where his son ripped them off, and China, where his son ripped them off. And we are not going to do anything about it. Even this stupid ambassador today was prepped to get the job by having to say that any corruption going on in Ukraine, ignore it, and it has to be deferred to the vice president. So here's the deal I'm going to point out to you. Here's what you want to notice. Anytime both... Now, why did the Republicans say nice things about her? Because she didn't matter. She didn't matter. Her testimony proved their point, and it proved that Adam Schiff was going to just run this kangaroo court, and her testimony meant nothing. Ambassador Taylor's testimony, oh, it meant a lot. It meant that his added testimony, just like Sondland's added testimony, was sixth-hand hearsay. And that's all that they have for their clear understanding of what they think was going on, which they had no firsthand knowledge of. Isn't that amazing? Or at least Taylor didn't. Sondland, we haven't heard from. But when we hear from Sondland, I'm afraid their whole thing will just fall into pieces. So what I liked today was there were Democrats who tried to make you cry because they had prompted her to cry. Remember? The lamestream media already predicted they were going to make her cry. Okay, how did they know that? Because they saw the leaked depositions. In the leaked depositions, they set her up, and then you had three Democrats who spent most of their time setting up the crying moment. But she didn't cry. Why? Because the Republicans were so nice to her. Now, would it matter that she cried? No, those are just her emotions. She's a snowflake who's crying over being fired for being a do-nothing.
But this is the very president with the moniker, "You're fired." And we hired him, we voted for him, so he could fire swamp people like this.
These people think they can't get fired. And so her little job teaching 14 students at Georgetown is disgusting.
She gets to
You know what an ambassador is paid?
She gets to keep her pay. She's in Washington teaching one class at that George Washington University with 14 kids. But it's some kind of internship program or something that they have at the State Department. That sounds not right. That would look like the State Department is funding George Washington University.
Well, that's where the
that's where all your CIA people come from. It's an incubator for senior executive service scum.
The Republicans made fun of her by saying that she's going to be teaching them, and then they knew that she had a class of 14, and then she said, well, how many classes do you teach? Oh, two, but I'm not teaching one of them this semester because I refused to because it was about Ukraine, and I didn't want to
have to answer any questions. One.
So she's teaching one, 14 students.
But she gets her full
students.
Pay.
Yes. So she gets a full pay for probably attending once a week, and she doesn't even have to do that. She can probably send other people in. I was a professor, I know. And so she's getting paid full for doing nothing when she should have been put in jail for what she did with the corruption and the murders of the Maidan Revolution, the 100 heavenly witnesses or whatever they call them, the 100 people who were murdered in the second revolution to get Viktor Yanukovych out of office a second time. And this crazy woman doesn't seem to notice there's anything going on bad and can't name one thing she did in Somalia, Mogadishu, or any of her assignments that she ever did that was good. Not one single speck of anti-corruption anything. How could you not bust somebody for corruption when you're the ambassador in a country that Alexandra Chalupa, who was a member, not an operative, a member of Hillary's Democratic National Committee, was the person going to the... She was asked, this crazy woman, Yovanovitch, well, when the Alexandra Chalupa went to the Ukrainian ambassador in Washington, D.C., and was lobbying them to say bad things about Trump, and they did, and they wrote bad articles, how come you didn't notice any of that? She said she didn't notice. She didn't notice anything bad. All she noticed, and this is what I want to make as a most strong statement that I will make today. When they come out with their written statements, those are the lies upon which the Democrats will use to take phrases and throw them in an echo chamber acting like they're truth. They're not truth. They shouldn't be allowed to make statements because those statements are, that's why Trump reacted. Her opening statement was nothing but lies. Okay, she just lied
and
before
Congress.
And
the president has free speech rights, and this is not a trial. This is not a legal proceeding. It's a political one. He can tweet all he wants.
It's at the end, Adam Schiff went on a diatribe against Trump, as he did on every time he was given the floor. And what did he say? He said disparaging remarks about the president and about the members of Congress, which is illegal. You can't do that. So he was being called to task for that. He didn't care. He doesn't care. It doesn't matter, folks. This is a dog and pony show. It doesn't matter. This woman, as well as Ambassador Taylor, as well as that imbecile Kent, who is the most smug prig a jerk. I don't want him having anything to do with foreign policy because of the way that he believes that the countries he represents are more important than America. That's stupid. Yovanovitch literally said, our money. And when asked to clarify, she was referring to the money, the Ukrainian money given by America. In other words, she was fighting for the Ukrainians having their money. It was their money. No, it's not. It's Americans' taxpayer money. And this kind of foreign diplomat service and establishment is why we have wars all over the world.
Okay. And while all this was going on, big news on the Roger Stone trial front.
Seven convictions of seven supposed crimes, which should have only been one, and it was for lying, and he did lie, and so what? We all knew it. Okay. Sentencing is until February. He's going to appeal it. He'll probably get a 5-year sentence. Will Trump commute it? Possibly. Will he exonerate him? Will he give him a pardon? I wouldn't. Stone lied. And that's the reason Trump got rid of him. Manafort, when we found out, when the lies... Oh, and this also came out, and this was beautiful. This crazy woman, every time she spoke to a Republican, she moved her microphone further away from her face so she would have to lean in to answer so she'd have
Who are you talking about now? Amy Berman Jackson?
Yovanovitch.
Oh, we moved back to
Ambassador
Yovanovitch.
Yovanovitch.
Oh, okay, I thought we were
that
talking about
that crazy woman. Look at her body language. She sweat like crazy when the Republicans got to ask questions. She moved the microphone away so that she wouldn't actually accidentally answer anything too quickly and so that she could use up more time. Because this is she was prompted to do this by lawyers, right? And then the Democrats, it was beautiful. The ones who were trying to prompt her to cry, they were reading from a script. They didn't even know what they were reading. These Democrats, I don't know how stupid you have to be to run as a Democrat. I think there must be like a low-level IQ kind of test you have to take because these people aren't smart. And so they tried to get her to cry. She wouldn't cry. Why? Because she was crying the whole time the Republicans were questioning her. And that's why the microphone was moved away. But when Adam Schiff began to talk, did you notice what she did? The microphone was stuffed up her nose, and she nodded yes to everything Adam Schiff said. Even when he gave his diatribe at the end, which was nothing but lies, she nodded her head yes. Why? Because she went through the Schiff, an audition. If they can pass through the secret depositions in the basement of the Capitol building.
Oh, those are the dress rehearsals? So if they pass the dress rehearsals, then they can come and be seen in public?
Yes. And it was also pointed out that there was certain, that the depositions of four of those people, they're not going to release because they don't know whether they're going to call them because it didn't go their way. But none of these depositions went their way, or else you would have had leaked material information, evidence. There's none.
Inquiry. It's not an impeachment hearing.
Sorry.
It is nothing but an inquiry. The House hasn't voted on it.
The House voted on a resolution to support Pelosi in starting an inquiry that then she constructed all the new rules for.
So here's the bottom line, folks. Make sure you get to the polls in 2020 and vote for Trump. And make sure you show up the Trump rallies. It's great to see that there's so many people showing up on the outside of the arenas. We know that Trump can pack the inside, but there's unlimited space on the outside. It makes a great visual for the rest of the world and for your fellow patriots to see how much support there is, so that when election time comes and the boxes are rigged, if there is a discrepancy between what we see with our own eyes and what we see on election day, we can raise holy hell. Anything else?
No, except good work, Jim Jordan, good work, Nunes, and good work, all the Republicans who did a good job, and they treated her very nicely, so they couldn't criticize that. And Trump and your tweet, isn't that interesting? He knew that Adam Schiff would, his assistants would bring that to his attention, that he'd bring it into the trial. He did that on purpose. If you think that he's stupid and he didn't do that on purpose, you're wrong, because these opening statements are nothing but lies, and that was his response. You're a lying piece of junk. Even Zelensky wanted you out. It's not me who wanted you out. But when I sent Giuliani over there, and when I sent the European Union ambassador over there, and Volcker, who's as corrupt as can be, what did they find out? You're part of the endemic corruption of Ukraine, Russia, Somalia, Mogadishu, and every place you've ever been. That's who you are. So you just revealed who you are. And yet the crazy people up in the gallery clapped for you like you were a hero. And the Democrats who do nothing but call names, like you did this morning, calling Trump names, you're a snowflake. You can't take it when anyone even points out who you are.